This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group presents the Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast throughout the season, where we spotlight the Buccaneers matchup for that particular week. And also as an extra bonus, we take an in-depth peek at the Thursday night game as well. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm based in Brandon. However, if you have a legal need or a legal question, and it's a work or personal related issue outside the city of Brandon, I am here to remind you that Brandon Legal Group will accept your call from the greater Tampa Bay area. And again, full service law firm. So if you're wondering, well, will they help me in this area? Or will they help me in this area? Full service is exactly what you think. I know it's not an impulse buy. They know it's not an impulse buy. But when you're in that situation and you think you could use some legal help, call for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. And if you ever forget the phone number, you can just email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Ask about Brandon Legal Group, and I'll be happy to give you the phone number so you can make that call when you need them. They are big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. The latest Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, Todd Wright Tour 17 XVII, was just announced and just put on sale to the public. And guess who already has the first foursome in the field? Yep, Brandon Legal Group. And Brandon Legal Group and Todd Wright Tour might even be offering an additional gift for players playing in Todd Wright Tour XVII. 844-4-BLG-4-ME, Brandon Legal Group. All right, let's begin this Bucks Bulletin edition by reminding those of you based in the greater Tampa Bay area that we'd still love to have a few more people come to our Hooters fantasy football opening night between the Eagles and the Falcons Thursday night at the Hooters in St. Petersburg on 4th Street. I'm looking forward to being there, not only because Hooters is a presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, but because Tony Metzler is not only in a podcast league, but he is the manager now at the St. Petersburg Hooters. So he's one of our own. He's a fantasy football player, and he's a Todd Wright Tour golf supporter. So I know we're in good hands. And we have Hooters Calendar Girl 2018, Kiana, as one of the servers who will be taking care of us that night. Tony called me today, said one of the prizes we will be giving away is a $50 voucher for Hooters. I will also be giving away a Todd Wright Tour equivalent of a grand prize. And we'll be playing a daily fantasy game that night on Eagles and Falcons. No purchase necessary. So we'll talk fantasy football. We'll play fantasy football. We'll watch opening night. We'll recap our drafts. We'll enjoy some Hooters food and drink. You are on your own tab for food and beverage. Tony told me about some specials on Bud and Bud Light Big Daddies during the game. Come on out. And the key with coming on out is I'd rather have a head count. So email me if you want to come, and you can bring a plus one, a plus two, a plus three. But I'd like to know that you're coming so I can have a count. All right? So email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We'd love to have you there by 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night at the 4th Street Hooters in St. Petersburg for our fantasy football season opening event. Looking ahead to the Bucks matchup with the Saints in week one and spotlighting that fantasy wise, we're not going to get too cute on this because, as I have said for years doing this podcast, this is where I disagree with the likes of the talented and now hidden Matthew Berry. I would watch his fantasy show again if it wasn't something I had to pay for, because I already pay for cable television and I already pay for ESPN and ESPN2, etc. Yet they want me to pay a second time to get other programming. That's not the way it works. So I'm sorry I can't watch Matthew Berry and Secret Squirrels Fantasy Show anymore. I enjoyed it last year, but that's your company's problem. They have locked me out. I'm not going to pay them twice. So Matthew Berry would often say about the playoffs, play your studs. I don't agree. This is the time you play your studs. You drafted them, you play them. You play them in week one unless something stands out drastically for you to change that, and you probably play them in week two unless something drastically stands out that changes that. So, as it relates in general to the first quarterback you drafted, you're playing him this week, unless his name is Carson Wentz. The first running back you drafted, you're playing him this week, unless, of course, it's Jerick McKinnon, and you didn't listen to my untouchable list. So as it relates to, let's start with the Buccaneers. You're likely not playing Fitzmagic because he just simply, even in a 16-team league, he was not drafted as a QB1. Will he put up numbers in this game? Probably. He might be more of a DFS-type play this week. At the running back position, Peyton Barber could put up numbers in this game. He will be very, very motivated to do so. I wouldn't doubt that he has a decent stat line. My concern on a Peyton Barber is what does it mean going forward after week one? Will we still even be having this conversation come week five, week six, week eight, week nine, where he is anything more than a roster stash? I doubt you drafted him to be a starting running back. I guess he could get some flex play consideration, but for week one, you have a lot of other choices, and they're probably better choices at that position. Of note, Ronald Jones, number three on the running back depth chart. I still contend any other general manager would have cut Ronald Jones, but not the GM who drafted him in the second round, who doesn't want more heat, because 2 years ago, his second round pick was Roberto Aguayo. And this just in, his first round pick also isn't ready to play in V2V. So Jason Light just continues to dig his own grave, as he's been doing really the last few years as general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as they will not expect any help from their top two draft picks for the opening game. And wide receiver, you drafted Mike Evans as a wide receiver one. In all likelihood, you play him in this game against the New Orleans Saints. The big issue with Mike Evans, other than the fact that he doesn't like playing in domes, he at least has sensed and has told JoeBucksFan.com that practicing in an indoor facility, which the Buccaneers now have, makes him feel a little bit more comfortable about the lighting and playing in domes. I just think the whole thing is stupid in the first place. Evans, of course, looks for a place to fall when he makes a catch instead of actually gaining yards after that catch. But still, if you drafted him as your wide receiver one, you're playing him in this game and hoping that he does have some yards after the catch and or he doesn't have the problems that he has had in domes in his professional career. Chris Godwin is listed as co-starter with DeSean Jackson. Even RotoWorld says, Godwin, an upside wide receiver five. I don't think you're playing him in this game. I don't think you're playing DeSean Jackson in this game, but in a DFS situation, you might be able to find a reason to play either Jackson or Godwin as a bargain-type play, filling out your lineup of otherwise highly paid wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, etc. Tight end-wise, I don't expect you drafted O.J. Howard to be your tight end one. He might give you a reason to believe you can use him going forward with a good game here off the way he finished the 2017 season. But I doubt you drafted O.J. Howard to be your tight end one, and you have better flex play options than him this first week. on the other side of the football as it relates to the New Orleans Saints. It's pretty simple here. If you drafted Drew Brees as your quarterback, you're loving this. If you drafted Alvin Kamara with the 4th, 5th, 6th, or if you were fortunate enough to get him maybe as low as 7, you'll see how much volume he potentially gets with Mark Ingram out and coming off a wonderful rookie season. Also of note, Mike Gillisley. For what it's worth, Mike Gillisley will back up Alvin Kamara. Gillisley, who we last talked about this time last year before he totally faded into oblivion in New England, is suddenly RB2 in the high-powered New Orleans offense. I wouldn't be playing Gillisley as a DFS play bargain just yet, although he is very cheap, but it's worth watching how many snaps he gets and how productive he is with those snaps, as it could affect Kamara going forward, or for those of you that took the speculative leap and drafted Mark Ingram for when he comes off suspension. And then the only other Saint that you really can count on, also you drafted him likely as a wide receiver 1, maybe you were fortunate enough to get him as a wide receiver 2, but I doubt it, is the very talented Michael Thomas, who is expected by many to have some touchdown, if you will, progression, as he did not put up that many touchdowns last year. New Orleans pass-catching group, honestly, Drew Brees will spread the ball around, but you would think, and there is an expectation, Michael Thomas will get more targets this year and more targets in the red zone this year if the play isn't just safer and designed for Alvin Kamara out of the backfield. All right, so there's who you're looking at in week 1. I know there's not a lot here that's going to surprise you, but there's not a lot that should surprise you playing week 1 anyway. You're not overdoing it with the matchups because you just had a draft and you want to play the slots you drafted, unless obviously you have McKinnon and he's out for the year and you have to make an adjustment, or Wentz, who has not been cleared for contact, so you're not starting him at the quarterback position if you drafted him to be your QB1, etc. Everything else sort of, I hate to call it chalk, but it is kind of a chalk week, in my opinion, based on how you drafted guys. You probably just drafted them literally days ago. Why wouldn't you be playing them if you felt strong enough to draft them as your starting running backs, your starting wide receivers, your starting tight end, your starting quarterback? Quick peek at the Thursday night matchup between the Falcons and the Eagles. We've talked about Carson Wentz not playing, might not be playing in week 2 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nick Foles had a bad August, but as we talked about on the previous podcast, Nick Foles had a bad end of the regular season last year, then got a bye week, came out, and the next 3 games were pretty damn good for Nick Foles, leading that Doug Peterson coached offense. So Foles might be a good DFS play. I'm not sure if that's someone that you're investing your QB spot in. Unless you're in a 2-quarterback league, then I could see you playing Foles. Although many of you probably didn't draft him, thinking Wentz was going to be ready to go. From a running back standpoint, it looks like Jay Ajayi will get the bulk of the carries. If you did make the investment in Jay Ajayi in your season-long draft, I guess you're playing him, but you're also hoping that Ajayi is actually going to get some work close to the goal line, which he did not at all for either the Dolphins or the Eagles last year. It's a little difficult to see what the Eagles will do with their running backs after Ajayi. I would imagine Corey Clement will be a factor this season. Just it's hard to project until we see this first game. At the tight end position, yes, you're playing Zach Ertz. You probably drafted him somewhere in the first 6 rounds of your draft. You're playing him in this game against the Atlanta Falcons. Make sure you don't play Alshon Jeffrey, as he is injured and cannot go. And as far as Nelson Aguilar, he did perform better last year once he was in the slot, but I'm not sure that you don't have better options in your season-long league than to play Nelson Agholor in this particular game. On the Falcons side of things, it's very predictable. Matt Ryan, I would imagine for many of you, is your QB1. Some of you have him as a backup. If he's your backup, don't play him this week unless you drafted Carson Wentz as your starter. Then you play Matt Ryan as your quarterback this week. Freeman was probably picked as your first running back. Maybe you were lucky to get him as your second running back. No reason not to play him. Tevin Coleman, you probably have at least two other running backs in front of him to play. I would play them, but I would look to see how many touches Coleman gets in a game like this. Averaged roughly 11 touches per game last year, even in games where Freeman was healthy. That's not bad. You wish it were more, and of course, Coleman is that guy that the minute Freeman would be unavailable, Coleman becomes a must-play at the running back position. Julio Jones, you are playing him and hoping for an on game rather than the off games to get the season started. And as far as Mohamed Sanu and Ridley, I think you can do better. But again, it's based on how you drafted guys. I would imagine Sanu or Ridley were not drafted as your starting wide receivers. I think they would be kind of a speculative flex play in this first week of the season, and you would be playing them out of position from where you necessarily drafted them. But again, if you own Ridley, if you own Sanu, you want to see him get volume. Don't kick yourself. You drafted them. It might just justify you making them that draft pick, especially on a rookie like Ridley, where it could pay off for you next week, 2 weeks down the road, or the entire season. So there's a quick look at the matchup as it relates to the Thursday night game to open the season between the Eagles and the Falcons. Remember, we'll be watching it together with fellow fantasy fans at St. Pete Hooters on 4th Street. If you'd like to join us and bring a guest or a plus two or a plus three, email me, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing a fantasy game for the first half that particular night. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition is brought to you all season long by Brandon Legal Group, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and a full-service law firm that can offer you a free consult whenever you have a legal need. And your legal need does not need to originate work or home within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. And look, if they're outside your area, they'll tell you. Just make the phone call. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. The reason we have the Bucks Bulletin Edition, which also gives us a chance to look ahead to the Thursday night game as well, all season long here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We will talk to you with another podcast to preview all the Sunday and Monday games and wherever we are at that time with the Le'Veon Bell situation coming up later in the week.